No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Pidgeon.
Hello, and welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. Where, off the top, we like to say, fuck Disney.
And fuck GT's kombucha.
I'm Ginger.
I'm Willie. And today we would like to welcome a special guest. Sir, we will be informal today. I'll call you Keith.
Holy shit. I was going to make some joke about being your stepfather, but Willie, I'm very glad. It looks like you got your hair cut. You're really starting to look like a man. Really appreciate that.
I got a haircut, got a real job.
Yeah.
Just like my big brother, Bob.
Yeah,
you
really got to step up. You got to take care of Ginger here, because I'm really tired of, you know, your mom and I have been talking about it. And, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. It's always fun hanging out with you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about a beverage, video games, real life XP. And we recommend something. But Keith, would you like to plug anything off the top?
Yes, Keith. Where do we know you from? I think it's like a video game related podcast, right?
Yeah, I think I talk about video games on the internet. At least that's what I'm told. I host the Main Quest podcast. It is your everyday average retro gaming podcast. With the caveat that I am replaying my basically life's library of video games and just trying to see if they still hold up today. And I usually have an eclectic mix of guests on. Willie and Ginger were on last year, hoping to have you guys on sometime soon again. I think you guys are slotted in for Sonic Spinball, if I remember correct.
Oh, heck yeah.
So
I think we are.
That'll be a future episode. But yeah, I mostly talk about retro video games.
I've always wanted to max out the score on Sonic Spinball. That's one of those world records that you can tie. But I think it's 99,999,000, something like that.
Okay.
It's pretty high.
All lines.
I haven't played the game since I was a kid, so I just, as pinball games go, I'm kind of scared to see if that one holds up or not.
It's different.
I've heard.
Because you kind of control the ball, too.
Oh, so there's Sonic and a
isn't
ball.
It Sonic?
Sonic is the ball.
Yeah.
You control the flippers and you control Sonic.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought when you said you have to control the ball, it's like, well, I had no idea if there was like Sonic and a ball or a multi-ball thing. And if that's the case, like, why wouldn't there be Tails or Knuckles or something?
There needs to be a sequel with a multi-ball where each different character is a different ball.
Mm-hmm.
You could get like Big the Cat as like a gigantic white fur ball.
Or like
that would be awesome.
One of the bonus stages could be like a fishing bonus stage or something.
You find your quote book finally?
Yep, I got the quote book.
Oh, what's
the next
one?
Oh shit, I can't even read that one. I must have wrote that one while I was drunk. All right, what's the next one? I saw it on TV, trying to save the trees. They cut the forest down to build a piece of crap.
Kind of like Cop City down in Atlanta, Georgia. If you haven't heard about that, check it out.
Yep.
Donate to Atlanta Solidarity.
That's an even worse version of what Neil Young wrote about in the 1970s.
Absolutely. Anyways... So I got a cherry Sprite.
Oh, beverages.
I've never had this shit.
Didn't they stop making Sprite? Or was that Sierra Mist?
That might be Sierra Mist.
Okay.
Sprite is still very much
cherries.
A thing.
I like cherry 7-Up, so I wonder what cherry Sprite is like.
That's better than cherry 7-Up. Hands down. This is actually
good.
Yeah,
if I'm going to choose a white soda, it's definitely going to be Sprite.
This... is way better than I thought.
I like cherry 7-Up when I'm sick. It's kind of like a ginger ale. This Sprite, I don't know. It's like Sprite with a cherry Tootsie Pop in it.
Do you guys, is Squirt still around?
Yeah.
Squirt, you guys still get Squirt?
Yeah, Squirt.
Yeah.
No. I like Squirt.
Ginger, you like Squirt?
I'd rather have Faygo.
Faygo over Squirt? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
The grapefruit and the 60-40.
60-40 is the number one soda pop. Yeah, I'm going to say it both to piss off the Michiganders.
But, yeah, the cherry Sprite, I'm not a huge fan of.
I like it.
It's okay. I'll give it 2.5 out of 5.
I'm giving it 4.5 out of 5. It was way better than I thought it was going to be. It's not like little kid medicine-y tasting.
That's good.
So.
No, it's like I little like kid it. Lollipop tasting.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
I'm probably going to chug this and burp a lot.
Is it refreshing? That's the most important part.
You can tell there's lime in with these cherries.
There's 54 grams of sugar in the bottle.
That's not much for a 20-ouncer.
It's 108% of your sugar.
Oh, really? I was going to say, those are amateur numbers. What the hell? No.
Yeah, for Mountain Dew. All right.
For any pop. All right. I can go next. I have the Beast Unleashed White Haze. A hard beast.
Oh, is it alcohol?
I've got a hard beast.
Make sure when you pop it, it doesn't squirt.
Good one, Dad.
So they took the energy out of the energy drink, and they put alcohol in it instead.
So,
oh, Four Loko.
Oh, that's...
Oh, no, no energy.
Oh, there's no energy.
You gotta buy your own.
Oh.
You gotta buy your own 4-hour energies to pour in there.
I think that's crazy that they...
To complete the package.
I mean, I suppose, like, you can get around the legal ramifications, but the fact that Four Loko doesn't come with any energy in it is... Or wait, no, they took the alcohol out, right?
No, they took the energy out.
They took the energy.
Now it's just...
Focus out, okay, yeah.
Cheap
right.
alcohol malt
because...
beverage.
Because... Drunks need to fall the fuck asleep.
Yeah, the best thing about really drunk people is that they pass out eventually.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, I've
like
had some of the best times on Four Loko, but I only say they were the best of times, but I actually don't remember any of them. Which was
I was just
going to
ask if you remembered them.
I don't think I drank Four Loko. I don't know if I quit drinking by the time they came out. But I know.
No,
like,
that was a long
time ago. Yeah,
that
was a while ago.
That was when we were in high school.
Energy drinks and liquor is bad. What do you.
Speaking of this, energy drink malt beverage with natural flavors and artificial sweetener. The sugar free monster doesn't taste bad somehow. The white haze. I had the green one before, and that was pretty disgusting. But this white one tastes like a sugar free monster.
Do you guys have the hard Mountain Dew over by you? Have you come across that yet?
Yes, I believe we have.
Okay.
I think I have.
I've been trying to get my hands on some.
I don't know.
It.
Yeah. It was kind of a flash in the pan. I don't know if it's even around anymore.
Oh yeah, I haven't come across it. I just heard about it maybe like last year or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep your eye out for it so you can hook up your dad if you see it.
Need to go through our show notes and see when I had it. But
yeah, because I
this beast is somehow good. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 for the White Haze Beast Unleashed.
Oh, not bad. Okay. All right.
All right.
Well,
one of the better malt beverages I've ever had.
Whoa.
I made my...
Even better than champagne.
Yep, probably even better than champagne.
Champagne.
Plus this one, you know, the best thing about this is that the bottle looks like a Monster energy drink. So you can walk down the street drinking this and nobody will think it's an alcoholic beverage because it looks just like a beast.
I'm used to like the tall boy Monster energy cans.
A Monster, yeah.
That looks incredibly short unless you have some very big hands.
I mean,
I like that. He's like, yeah,
he does have some big hands.
Oh no, I meant yeah, it's the regular 16 ounce. It's not the tall boy. Or is that the tall boy?
Is that a monster in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Want me to hold it in my normal size hand?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's just like a regular can. Okay.
Oh shit.
Oh, Keith.
Keith, what you got?
So I made a concoction. It's a Bloody Mary. Very simple, just some Jimmy Loves Bloody Mary mix and some like cheap vodka. But I did put
What kind of vodka?
I did put
what brand? I'm curious.
Cheap. I'm trying to think.
Well, it doesn't matter cuz all vodka is literally the same.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
oh, yes.
90% of them are from the same 5 distilleries that sell concentrate to people that water the concentrate down to exactly 80 proof.
Or redistill it to say it's been 20 times distilled to make it smoother.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I've had pretty smooth vodkas compared to other ones.
There are still some places that the smaller brands will still make it themselves.
Like, what is the, is it Kettle One? They make vodka,
yeah,
right?
But like Kettle One, Grey Goose,
Tito's,
and Popov all come from the like, same concentrate.
I could drink Kettle One like water, and it doesn't like give me a headache. It doesn't give me a hangover or anything. But like, I could drink. I think this is Tito's. I can drink like Tito's.
Yep, Tito's makes their own, I believe.
Okay, at the same like kind of volume.
Before I quit, I like
come away
Tito's.
With like a really bad headache.
Yeah. Grey Goose does not.
But it's the fixins that I put in here, right? So I put some Louisiana hot sauce, sprinkle a little bit of celery salt and pepper on top, and some Worcestershire sauce as well. So. Mm-hmm. And because I made it,
I wish you wouldn't have said that correctly. Because I love when people fuck up Worcestershire.
Well, I am from Wisconsin, so I mean, but yeah,
nice.
Because I made it, I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 5.
Fuck yeah!
Could probably be stronger, but I mean, it's a Sunday night, so now I gotta go to work tomorrow.
That's fair.
That sounds good. That's very similar. I like mine with a spicy V8, celery salt and pepper, and a little bit of dash of hot sauce.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. If I was feeling
like father, like son, I couldn't help myself.
Like if I was feeling real,
okay,
if
I'll
I was
stop.
Feeling real,
I won't.
Feeling real kinky, I might put like a dash of like steak sauce in there.
Throw a pickle in there.
Yeah, too.
A spear. Mm-hmm.
I always fucking hated Bloody Marys, so I'm so glad y'all like them. Because I'm the opposite. I fucking... What?
I mean, I like it when they come with, like, strips of bacon.
Hell yeah.
Even, like, a full fucking hamburger on top.
Yep.
Like, 3 pickles.
An entire rotisserie chicken.
I don't like tomato juice, but I love tomatoes and, like, raw tomatoes. But, like, tomato juice, I can't do. I just do not like it.
I get it. Yeah. I can't drink tomato juice by itself either. Just give me some alcohol.
Who can? Yeah.
Give me some alcohol and nothing. Yeah.
Well, sweet. We'll be right back with some Real Life XP.
Okay. Now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCR LLC.
ZYX. No, I can't say the alphabet backwards even when I'm sober.
You're not sober.
I've only had 2 sips of this monster.
You've had beer all day.
Okay, those
sir.
Other beers don't count.
They actually do.
Okay.
Will, what's your Real Life XP?
Okay, so the other day I got into my car. I was going to the store, I had a cup of coffee, and I sat down and buckled up. I went to set my cup of coffee down in the passenger seat so I could get a podcast going, you know, while I was driving. As I set my coffee down, I look over, and there's a fucking giant spider web in my passenger seat. It scared the shit out of me.
You weren't driving, you were in our parking.
Yeah, I was in the driveway, just getting ready to go. I set my coffee down, and looked over at the passenger seat and went from the seat to the dashboard.
Holy
to the ceiling,
shit.
To the seat back. And it took the whole
to
thing.
To the window, was like to this, the wall.
It was this perfectly symmetrical.
Till the web drips off his balls.
Fancy web. And the spider was just chilling in the center, just staring at me. It was about the size of a dime. And I was like, oh, shit. And I jumped out of my car.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, it's just a small spider.
I thought you were going to buckle him in.
No, I had taken my seat belt or my... I had taken my steering wheel cover off recently, so I used that to get the spider out of the car.
Mm.
And then I went to the grocery store without him. But man, did that make me jump. I was glad I had set my coffee down already before I saw it.
It's interesting that the spider would set up shop inside of your car, because then that makes me wonder what kind of bugs you have flying around your car. But the spider was like, yes, this is the best real estate I can get right now.
I mean, I
have
cars
a bright
love-
yellow... Yeah, I have a bright yellow car, and so it does attract flies.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of wild. But I had moved it earlier that morning, and I did not see that spider.
Yeah, he was hiding in there somewhere. You moved it and rolled up the windows, but the spider was already there, and he set up.
Mm-hmm.
But for that jump scare, I think that's worth like 360,000 points.
Okay.
Hmm. Really, that much?
Yeah.
Are you like normally terrified of spiders?
I did not poop myself. No, but it was a big one right next to my face in my car.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. You got a point. Sure. That's fine.
If I would have seen it in the woods, I mean, I would have just walked around it. But yeah. No, you're in my fucking car and you're in my face. Get out of here.
You're on my property.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I...
Get out of my property.
I'm not... Yeah, I'm normally not that scared of spiders. But, like, if I'm, like, sitting down or something and all of a sudden one drops in front of my face, then I'll freak out.
Yeah.
Because that's, like... That's unwanted.
I don't want them
like, you're
on
in my
me.
Bubble, man. You're too close.
I don't want them on me, but I like spiders. They eat bugs that I hate more.
Ginger, what's your life XP?
So we took the new kitten to the vet, our new kitten Autumn.
Yay.
And now I get to give her medicine. Ooh. But yay. Because, man,
she was otherwise healthy.
Some nasty
and,
shit.
Yep, she was sneezing up some massive kitty snot. Mm. But
so you gotta like take the dropper and like shove it in her mouth?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And she's a tortie.
Aww.
So she's like, bitch, no.
And she's got all the claws, and she's used to hanging out with kittens. She just came from a cat shelter.
So. Oh, okay.
She's finally doing better with the biting, because I was just like, the first few days, I'm like, oh, my God. Her biting, it's really
also,
discouraging me.
I don't think I've talked to you guys really since the whole epidemic, but yeah, congratulations on... getting Tango back.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I know it's been a while,
Jesus
but...
Jesus Christ. Mm. It still is fresh. But yeah, I'm glad that fucker came back. And thanks.
I think I saw your post on Instagram of a picture of him after, like, the night he came back or something. And it just looked like he was just like, what? Like, just straight chilling. Like,
literally.
He
literally
acted like that, even though his nose was cut open and his side had a hole in it.
Ugh.
Yeah, he had an abscess on his side. But the cat onesies work. He could not get them off, and they were cute. They were so cute.
So, for finding a new, better vet closer to our house, the oldest vet we've ever met, but he knew what he's doing, and he was in and out before our appointment even started.
Yeah, got her rabies shot, got her medicine for her, because she didn't have her rabies shot yet. And then, some Frontline, or Revolution, I think I got her instead. Yeah.
Nobody cares about the details, unless you're taking fun medication.
Yeah, for yourself, yeah.
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 But I gotta wrap that little shit in a blanket, and her body's bigger than her head, so that doesn't help. She's just like bloop right in the blanket. So trying to give this little shit the medicine and getting it in her mouth the last few times, I'm gonna say 500,000 points because it's not easy.
No. That's what he said.
It's not easy.
Ginger, is that a monster in your pocket or is that a cat? Sorry, that one didn't make any sense.
Oh, man. She's adorable, though. I'm excited for her to get over her cold so we can maybe introduce these cats a couple times.
You still got her holed up in, like, one room or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Keith, what's your... Wait, how many points did you say?
500,000.
Oh, yeah, you said that. Keith, what's your real life XP?
I had to think about this one, and I think I'm going to give myself...
First, give yourself the points, and then tell us what you gave yourself the points for.
I'm going to give myself the points before I go do the thing I'm supposed to be doing. First of all, I feel like I don't need to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. But, like, healthcare in the United States is fucking broken. It sucks. It sucks. Fucking stupid. And I know, like, there are other countries.
A giant donkey dick.
Yeah, like, I know there are other countries that have, like, their issues with their healthcare and stuff, too. But, like,
they have it?
I don't know what I did, but I injured my back, like, a month ago or so. And I found out that my health insurance covers chiropractic visits. So. Yeah. One of my coworkers recommended me a chiropractor, and I made an appointment, which is tomorrow, to go see this chiropractor to see what's going on with my back. But the fact that I couldn't get in for like an entire month is a problem. Like, my back still hurts, but it's not as big of an issue as it was when I made the appointment. So it's like, I needed help like a month ago, not now. I mean, yeah. I still need help, but it just sucks that it has to take that long. And then I had to cancel an appointment with my regular doctor for my annual checkup, and I can't see that dude until December now. I don't know. It's ridiculous. It sucks, like, that people have to wait that long to go get medical attention.
I can literally add an hour to this conversation, and I won't, but I could, because I fucking hate
just
my medical.
Just someone in the UK.
Jesus. It's so fucked up.
They always complain about that. They get the health care, but
yeah,
if you sprain your ankle, it's going to take you a year to see the doctor,
right?
And your ankle will have healed crooked by then.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm kind of figuring, like, whatever's going on with my back, the damage has probably been done already, so I'm kind of wondering what the hell is
that's
going
on. That's why you
got to
look at a country that actually has good, like, medical. Like, what is it? Iceland?
Yeah.
Look at what they're doing, right?
Just get them replaced with, like, reinforced titanium discs like Elon.
But it sucks because it's like, yeah, everybody's like, well, hey, just vote or whatever. And it's like, yeah.
It's not
that. But, like, also, like, it doesn't matter who you vote for because everybody has their fingers in the pockets of politicians, so nothing, like, they have a shared interest in keeping shit exactly the same as it is. So, like, it doesn't actually matter.
Yeah. You have to go smaller to change the bigger stuff, honestly. Like, you really have to do your diligence.
It's all ruined by money and late-stage capitalism. We're fucked.
But yeah, capitalism needs to go away because it's awful. And how many points for finally being able to see the doctor tomorrow?
Preemptively, I'm going to give myself 800,000.
That's fair. I hope your back feels better more and more day by day.
Yeah, for sure. Same.
Yep.
Sorry to get a little political, but, you know.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, if it wasn't for the monsters
in the
government.
Are you trying to impress Wendy Testerberger? I'm going to tell my mom.
Oh, my God. All right. We'll be right back with video games. Select
your player. Hey, Keith.
Yes, Willie. Hello.
My dog stepped on a bee.
No, I mean, what game you play?
Oh, I have been playing, for my own show, the Earthbound Halloween hack.
Ooh.
Dipping my toe into the ROM hacking community.
Okay.
So this was, you might have heard of them.
I've heard of Earthbound.
Yeah, so the Earthbound Halloween hack was made by Toby Fox back in like 2013 or 2014 or something. I might have that year wrong.
Okay.
But
okay, and that's the guy who made what was that game? Undertale.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I thought that I guess I didn't know what to expect. I thought this was going to be kind of like almost like a weird palette swap. Like it would just be Earthbound, but the sprites would be different. So I thought I would kind of be playing through the entirety of Earthbound with like some different characters, maybe some slightly different dialogue. But it's actually like,
why would you do a ROM hack if you only go that far?
Yeah, I don't. Well, see, I don't mess with a lot of ROM hacks, so I didn't really know what to expect. Like this is, I've like dabbled in like some ROM hacks for like fighting games and stuff. But other than that, like I haven't played anything like an RPG or like a platformer. Anything like that. So I didn't really know what to expect.
I haven't done much with fighting games. And so with those, I can see like just palette swaps.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, with RPGs and platformers, the game is completely different and usually very much harder.
Yeah. Harder for sure. Like the beginning of this game is incredibly difficult. You actually, in the starting area, to prevent you from doing any type of like real exploration outside of the map, he just put like these enemies that are like, you can't even, like if you were to beat the game, which I think you can only, I think the level cap's like level 30, you're still not going to beat them. So I think he intentionally made them so difficult that you're just never going to beat them. But your main character is this, canon wise, because when you put in like don't care in the, when you create your character and you give them their names, if you hit don't care, it names them Valak. So you play this character named Valak, who is a bounty hunter in this game, which kind of fits in. I don't know if you guys have played Earthbound before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
A few times.
I think it fits kind of like the world that Earthbound is. Like, it feels commonplace just for, like, this bounty hunter to be walking around. And as far as the timeline goes, this takes place, like, 6 months after the events of Earthbound. And you get a bounty on this monster who's basically murdered this family. And from there, it goes into, like, some really, like, it is...
dark?
It's hard, but like the entire game is just very...
Oh, I said dark.
Oh, dark, yes. It's, yeah, it's very like dreamlike, very, again, it's a Halloween hack, so it's like, you got a lot of horrific imagery, a lot of like, you can tell Toby Fox was a teenager when he made this, because some of the dialogue is a little cringy, but it's, yeah, it's really cool, really, really difficult. And it takes like one of the characters from Earthbound. I won't spoil anything in case anybody wants to check it out. It takes a previous character from Earthbound and kind of dives into
Pooh Pooh's background.
No, Pooh is in it. The other character, everyone's in it except for Ness. Ness, or at least I haven't finished the game. Ness hasn't showed up yet, so
we
I
like
can't
spoilers.
Oh, do you? Okay, well, I'll go into spoilers here. But you should check it out if you're interested at all. It's only about 4 or 5 hours long. It's not very long. So spoilers from here. But and spoilers for Earthbound as well. So Jeff's father,
this old ass game.
Jeff's father in Earthbound, Dr. and Donuts, ends up sending the kids back in time to fight Gygas, right? And it turns out that the kids never came back. So they just, in this time, and then they kind of get into like branch timelines and stuff like that in the game. So in the timeline that this takes place, the kids never came back. They ended up dying. And because Dr. Andotes...
Their robot bodies weren't immortal?
They were not, no. And in fact, like, Dr. Andonuts goes into detail about how he turned them into robots. And it's kind of disgusting. Dr. Andonuts is, like, living with, like, this grief that he basically killed his child and killed all these other kids.
As he should.
Yeah, and you kind of go... because there's that realm...
I don't feel bad for that motherfucker.
There's this realm called Magicant in Earthbound, which is, like, the living embodiment of, like, your own thoughts. And so you have to travel to Magicant, but it's completely different because you're inside Dr. Andonut's mind. And you kind of have to, like, quote-unquote, find, like, the pieces of courage for him. Very Zelda-like, honestly. So you have to go through, you have to go through, like, these three dungeons. There you go. And find the pieces of courage. And I'm currently, I think I'm near the end. Because what the last boss I fought was Dr. Andonuts' id. So we'll see where this heads. I'm enjoying it for the most part. It's not what I expected at all.
So how do you get this Super Nintendo cartridge with this ROM on it?
You go to your local Funko Land and go past the beaded curtains where they have all the weird, like, you know...
When it says
Japanese stuff.
Over 21?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I think I've heard a No Sleep podcast about this.
just like Google Earthbound Halloween hack. There'll be a bunch of links. It's really easy to get a hold of.
What's the bathroom situation?
Yeah, is there piss jokes?
So, the building that houses each dungeon, when you enter the building, you just walk into a hallway, and then there's like four or five doors, and two of those doors are bathrooms, and you cannot go in them because in one of the doors says, "Can't you see? This is a girl. This is a woman's restroom. You can't enter here." And then you go knock on the other one, and they're like, "This bathroom's for monsters only." And the truly terrifying thing is, they don't wash their hands after they poop. It's like,
wow.
A lot of the dialogue, lot of the text, you can totally tell is, I mean, it's all Toby Fox. You know, it's very,
very childlike.
Yeah, it's very. You can tell where Undertale got its sense of humor.
Nice.
So he made this before he made Undertale?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. If you want to look into this singular lone developer's process, it's an interesting look into his past for big Undertale fans, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like, kind of, I wouldn't say riding a bike, but there's something incredibly familiar about it. So it's like, if you like Undertale, if you like Deltarune, I don't see why you wouldn't like the Earthbound Halloween hack. I guess if you're just not into, like, those very, I guess, lack of a better word, generic RPGs, where it's just very...
Yeah.
It's like Dragon Quest, essentially. You just got a screen and some stats.
It can't be then, generic if it's running on the Earthbound engine.
He reuses some of the designs in the from the backgrounds and stuff. I mean, he just reuses those.
Does it have like the same? Does it have like the same rolling health system?
Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
But again, it's incredibly difficult, so it's like almost pointless to have the rolling health system because you'll be dead before you can even really do anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, I might as well stick with my game that I'm playing then.
Alright.
Really, what you playing?
I'm playing Fuga, Melodies of Steel 2. This is an RPG that was added to Xbox Game Pass within the last couple months. Mm-hmm. The original one was also on Game Pass, and that's probably the only reason I played it. But it was surprisingly fun and engaging. I'm not normally into stories about a bunch of furry children who have to band together to save the world, but there are, like, Catatonians and Doggians or something. No, those aren't the real names, but there's there's cat people and there's dog people. In the far distant future, in France, they all speak Japanese, but the cutscenes are, like, French, and they're basically...
Is that, like, French-Canadian? But they're, like, Japanese-French? French-Japanese?
They fought against the Burman army in the first game, and the second game takes place 1 year after the French beat the Burmans.
Oh, pretty much Nazis.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the government invites most of the kids back to check out the giant tank. And what do you know, something goes wrong, and the tank starts itself, and the kids are all trapped inside. But the main game is it's a simple RPG battle, kind of like an Advanced War style, where, like, your tanks roll up, it splits the screen, and you're firing artillery at this other team on the right side of the screen.
Yeah.
Everybody has a weakness. There's blue machine guns, yellow grenades, and, like, red mortars. And it's kind of like rock, paper, scissors. And you can have 6 kids on your team at once, 3 that fire. And each enemy, most enemies, will have a color. Like, if you hit them with yellow, it delays their turn along the active time battle up top. So you can delay the enemies to get more turns. Kind of like time magic would be in a Final Fantasy game.
Okay.
So when you say kids, how old are these kids?
Malt is the oldest, and I think he's 13 in this.
Holy crap.
Yeah, they're kids.
But they're running this giant super tank across the country. But they pretty much won the war single-handedly themselves last time. Mm-hmm. But there's also magic involved. They start out chasing, in their tank, they're chasing another tank that's almost identical. The last boss from the last game.
Mm-hmm.
But there ends up being, like, some kid in a straitjacket on there. You can't tell if he's dog or cat. Eventually you figure out he looks human. And he's been trapped in the tank in a straitjacket magically for millennia.
Aw, shit.
But he's using your friends for the soul cannon, because both of these tanks have a soul cannon where you can put a person as ammunition in, and it will, like, automatically win whatever fight when you kill a person to fire this gun. Well, then the two tanks magically merge, and there's an AI in charge. And so if you're in a boss fight and your health gauge gets too low, he will randomly select one of your characters, load him into the soul cannon, and then you have 20 turns left to win the fight, or else you lose one of your characters permanently for the rest of the game.
That's just booty. That... and not good booty.
Yeah, I'm like, what kind of dystopian future is this where we're just using people as ammunition? But, I mean, that's a metaphor for war, right?
I mean, yeah.
And it's an AI, someone who died in the last game, and their soul is trapped in this. Your friend Hannah, who you thought was dead, her soul is trapped as an AI in the enemy tank.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps spawning, like, these unarmed tanks to go after villages. And so you gotta fight instead of, like, just a tank. It's like a creepy tank with, like, moss and mushrooms on it.
They look cool.
They do look cool. The artwork is good. The battles look cool. It's easy to understand the timeline at the top of the screen. And the map, as you're marching across, you can pick easy, normal, or hard paths along the top of the screen. It branches 1, 2, or 3 paths you can take.
Yep.
And this game, they add airship supplies. So you can, like,
kind of sounds like Bionic Commando a little bit.
You can pay enough money, you can bomb an enemy location ahead. You skip the fight and get experience points and just get supplies there. You can order more health or SP to do your special moves. Oh yeah, each different kid has different special moves, like in any mm-hmm. good RPG.
Of course.
You can switch kids mid-battle. But once you switch kids, you're locked in for 3 turns. And then you can't switch again until you've gone through 3 turns.
Who was the developer of this? Do you know?
No, I don't know off the top of my head.
It's called
Fuga.
I mean, Fuga.
Melodies
it
of
sounds
Steel
incredibly too. Japanese. Like, it sounds like something like 13 Sentinels, or like even like what's that anime called? Neon Genesis Evangelion? This kind of sounds like something like that too, like plot wise at least.
Except it's like a furry children's version set during a steampunk World War II.
It's okay to kill
where magic
it's okay
is real.
It's okay to kill children if they look like animals.
Yeah, I guess. It's developed and published by Cyber Connect 2.
Oh, okay. That's a name I've heard of. I can't think of what other games that they've made. I've definitely heard of them, though.
I actually know.
Tail Concerto, Solatorobo,
Solatorobo,
the Hunter.
They used to just be Cyber Connect, and what game did I cover? Oh man,
no one.
I don't remember anymore.
Can ever know, and there's no way to find out.
Actually, I know the guy who was in charge of the localization on Twitter for this game.
Oh yeah,
because we covered the first game. He follows this podcast, so I could ask the guy who's in charge of the U.S. localization.
Sweet. Whoa, there's 5 endings in this game. Oh, I just spoiled it for you, Will.
Well, I'm gonna get the bad one because my little sister already died in one boss fight, and then the smart guy just died in another boss fight. And yeah, I'm just losing kids left and right. Fucking AI. It's just taking them. I would have won the fight, too, without fucking firing the soul cannon. But that's what happens when you put AI in charge.
The game I was thinking about.
Demon Slayer. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
The game I covered was Silent Bomber.
Okay.
Cyber Connect 2 made that. That's why. Okay. Pretty underrated.
Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
Hidden gem Naturo on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Tokyo Ogre Gate.
And these games are fun. I mean, you can skip through all the cutscenes if you're not into the furry kid bullshit. And the battles are pretty fun. There are some enemies that you can't delay. They don't have a weakness, red, blue, or yellow. And so that makes some of the battles harder.
Yeah.
But then, yeah. Other than that, it's higher difficulty than the first game. So maybe if you want to dip your toes and ease in, play the first one. And if you like it, do the second one. They're both on Game Pass. So, you know, why not?
Did you talk about the bathroom situation? Did I miss that?
You know, during the intermissions, you can explore the entire tank. And there's a laundry room. But I haven't seen a bathroom in there. So I don't know what these kids do.
Well, they're cats and dogs, so when they go out of the tank, they just shit in the wild.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Okay.
In the bottom floor of the tank, there's a garden and an animal pen.
Right there.
So, of course, you know, the Mareep and the Cluckins that you're tending are going to just poop in the bottom floor of the tank. And then the cats probably use the garden as a litter box. I'm sure that's good for the tomatoes and the wheat that you're growing.
I mean, it's some kind of fertilizer.
Yeah.
It's not the best, but it's not the worst.
How horny is this game?
It's not horny at all.
It's
not?
Thank goodness, because there's children.
Yes, the oldest one is like 12 or 13.
I know. Japan is full of weird pedo shit.
Nope, there's no like 1,200-year-olds. Dragon like, that looks like, you know, a 5-year-old or anything.
Or a tanuki. Like some big ass scrotum sack using it as an umbrella or something.
No, the horniest it gets is like your characters build up personal connections in order to unlock team attacks. So when you have them together, and so they have conversations together. And like the oldest boy and the oldest girl like will mildly hint that they like each other. Oh, but that's before Hannah dies and gets turned into a hologram. So, I haven't finished it. Who knows if the hologram comes out at the end with some kind of robo-bussy, but...
Oh my god, there's five different endings.
One of them got a robo-bussy.
That hollow-bussy.
Jesus Christ. No. No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. So nasty. Well,
don't Google this game rule number 42 then.
I will not. But didn't Otter share something in Secret Levels Not Safe for Work that looked like something it could be?
I mean, I saw something that looked like it could be from this game when I was Googling pictures.
Did he work on the game?
Of D&D monsters no. last night.
Oh, yes.
Otter worked on the game. You know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
I think we need a game developed and published by Otter.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be Horse Cox.
Slimy, hairy monster Otter Cox.
Sheathed Horse Cock.
See if we could get him to work with a Grasshopper Manufacturer. That'd be pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the laundry room is the closest to a bathroom I could find.
And the farm.
Whichever one.
Dude, if those animals are doo-doo in there, the animal people are going to be doo-doo in there.
Maybe.
It's a farm. There could be an outhouse.
I'm convinced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doo-dooing right in the compost pile.
Yeah. There's like 2D platforming sections too.
What?
You explore ruins. All right, they're not actually platforming, but they're like 2D exploration.
Sometimes you have to jump, so technically it could be a platformer if you want
to. But you have to go really up and down, explore the room, and you collect bullets. They're toy bullets that you use to kill the enemies. And it's kind of a puzzle. You need to save your bullets for the right spot, power it up at a fire or a lightning crystal to unlock the right doors.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the biggest enemy, get a key, unlock a treasure chest, and then you get lots of used batteries and rusty metal that you can use to upgrade your guns, level up your bunk beds to heal injured children. If they get injured too much, they get scared and their accuracy is halved. They're like, oh, no, mommy, that hurts.
That's valid.
And so if you make them take a nap, then they get all better.
Bitch, take a nap.
Just like real life.
You're a scared. Take a nap.
Take a nap, then you can take those two band-aids off your symbol.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Alright, that's it.
Are you sure?
No. That's enough, though.
Select your player.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I play Pikmin Bloom. For your phone. It's a GPS-based game by Niantic, who first made Ingress, who also made Pokemon Go.
Oh, so this is a game you play by walking around?
Yes, or using GPS Drift for a plus.
Are there Pikmin in your house right now?
Yes, and there's fucking flowers planted all over my house. Anyone who plays Pikmin Bloom in our area knows there's someone in this house that plays Pikmin Bloom. I will mow my lawn and just plant flowers like all over to do some of the missions.
So you mean while you mow the lawn, you turn the app on?
Yep.
And the app tracks you're walking around.
Yes.
And plants the flower seeds that you have wherever you walk.
Just a couple of flowers. Okay.
There's our yard. Okay. Yep. Bunch of flowers in a sea of green.
I mean, there's like points of places you can go to like grow bigger flowers to get like nectar in the game and other petals to plant more flowers. And there's also mushrooms you can send your Pikmin to destroy and bring you back nectar, a scroll. And, like...
More flower seeds?
Maybe flower seeds. It's a cute game. I love flowers, so this was an easy one to keep on my phone when Pikmin Bloom first came out. But yeah, you can also grow more Pikmin. As you walk, it's kind of like steps you take will help your Pikmin grow, too.
Just like hatching an egg in Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to see what, like, the through line was between this and Pokemon Go.
It's basically on the same map.
It runs on Google Maps. It runs on the same engine. The people who created Ingress, Niantic, and then Pokemon Go, they're like, hey, we'll release this as an engine for everybody.
Sure.
And so that's why there's a Garfield GPS game where if you go collect the right puzzle pieces in your city, you can get a 20% discount at Domino's Pizza or something. I've never played Garfield Go personally, but it existed.
I really enjoy Pikmin Bloom. It's pretty, and the little aliens are cute. Little Pikmin.
Nothing to do with building a spaceship to get off the planet, though.
No, I've never played a Pikmin game.
Yeah, like, isn't Pikmin besides an RTS, this one? Right?
I don't know.
It's Nintendo's version of an RTS, so...
Yeah, you have, like, a bunch of little guys following you that you gotta herd and control and tell what to do, basically, in the real Pikmin games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never played any of those.
But in this one, it's just when you walk, you make flowers on the map.
If you decide to plant them.
And do Pikmin show up periodically? Where do the Pikmin come in?
So you pick, you basically grow them. You get these little pots. There's the jugs. You get these like little pots. They look like a little planter with a leaf out, and then as you walk, you grow your Pikmin. I don't know if you start out with some, because it's been so long since I've started the game. I have almost all of them unlocked. There's one color I don't know
that. So, like, some it is. You walk 2,000 steps and you'll get to pick them, some you walk 5,000 steps and you get to pick them.
Yeah.
And then you can plant another seed, and you get other seed from planting flowers.
Or exploring. If you're exploring, planting flowers, sometimes you'll... Oh, there's a little Pikmin seed that you can send Pikmin to go out and get.
You can, like, touch the screen and rub your flowers, and doesn't that give you something, too?
No.
Or I thought you could get something from the flowers you planted.
Yes. So, not... When you plant, when you
feed... The ones that you have planted. Oh, when you feed the Pikmin.
When you feed Pikmin nectar... They grow a flower on their head, and you can hit them for petals, those you plant.
Okay.
So it's kind of like
Pikmin make recycling. The seeds that you plant into flowers.
Yep.
And then you feed them with the nectar from the flowers.
Yep. You can get nectar from, like, let's say your Pokemon
Don't
stop.
Don't tell me where I can get nectar.
Shut up! Like, your Pokemon stop is equivalent to your, like, a flower growing wherever. So, like, your local public library is probably an Ingress portal, a Pokemon Go stop, or gym, and a Pikmin flower that you can plant flowers around to grow a flower. And you can get nectar from that. Or your little guys bring them. They'll bring you little fruits that are nectar. I don't fucking make it up. It's just in the game.
Remember when people were pissed off at Pokemon Go for turning their, like, church into a Pokemon stop or a gym or whatever?
So, funny thing about that, before you even get to where you say next.
Wait, let him go first.
Ingress was already there before. So, go ahead.
Well, right. I mean, yeah. As gamers, we know that. But, like...
Mm-hmm.
The public, the general public doesn't know that. So, like, why isn't anybody getting up in arms about their place being a giant flower?
Less people play?
Yeah, nobody notices Pikmin, and it doesn't draw crowds.
Yeah. It's not as stay in one place and spin a stop as Pokemon Go is. Ingress... It's on the same, like, play field, if you will.
It uses the same maps, and the points that Ingress players created are the ones that Pokemon used.
And
which
Pikmin.
Which are the same ones that Pikmin used. Mm. I once had the cops called at me for going to a church on my lunch breaks.
To heck a but it wasn't really a church. It was a church office.
Yeah, it was
so
a church
So it wasn't
office.
A church.
But still, I just pulled up, hacked the portal on my lunch break, and left.
Fuck that cop forever for scaring
like
the fuck out
row.
Of me. Fuck
and
that cop.
They took down my license plate and called the cops.
Jesus.
Well, he was at work. They came to my house and freaked me the fuck out, and she knew she scared me. Cops don't come to your house asking you about, like, your loved one in a good
right.
way. And
right.
I was pissed. I was pissed. And they said, don't go there. You'll get arrested.
You're talking about minding your own business. Like, damn. You didn't even do anything.
Yeah, I was very mad. I was very mad. I already hated pigs. And that made me hate them more. Like, every interaction with a cop, I hate. Anyways, Pikmin Bloom.
That
yeah, it's a cute, fun game. I enjoy it. You can sit on the toilet to play it, but that's not going to really do anything.
Yeah, you need to be walking around, so get a diaper.
You can go to a public park and see what the bathroom situation is at the public park and see if there's any flower stations or whatever you want to call it at the bathroom.
Yes, you can. So, yeah, you can send postcards to your friends if they do actively play. I have a few active friends that I'm able to send postcards to now.
I deleted it.
Yeah, Will deleted it. I can tell who has deleted it and who hasn't out of my friend list. And it's a little sad. I can't remove them from my Pikmin friends friend list. Otherwise, it will unfriend me in Pokemon Go and, like,
oh, wow.
any other GPS game I play. I'm like, oh, that's lame.
It's because
they
don't
share
play
this
all
game.
One account, probably, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can also tie your Nintendo account to not only Pikmin. You can also tie it to Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
But in Pikmin, you can have your
and
me.
And Mario Kart World Tour. And
yeah.
used to be I'm Dr. Not... Mario on the phone.
Okay.
But that's shut down.
So you can transfer your actual me that you made for your Nintendo account for Pikmin Bloom.
Okay. Me's.
Any of your me's.
Do people still mess with their me's? Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I do. For the Switch.
When I got my hands on a Wii U and I was setting that up, they're like, create your me. And I'm like, I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm.
I got to transfer them all over. I made a bunch of them.
Oh, we made so many.
We got so many good me's.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, there's me, you, family, friends. There's the dude. And
Bruce Campbell.
No, I'm going to say
the devil. An
when
angel.
The 360 started doing that stuff in like 2000,
Barack Obama,
six
yeah,
or
George
2007,
Bush, Bill Clinton,
sorry,
Machete, Mario, Donkey
he's
Kong.
He's trying to talk. Respect your
skull.
Elders.
He is.
No, for
oh
how much
God.
You talk, you should call your mother a little more often because I'm really tired of her. They really didn't call me this week. I told her to come on the show and straighten you out.
We actually just talked to her a couple days ago. Don't worry.
I
but you haven't. Can you do a Barry White impression for my mom a minute before we close the door?
A Barry White impression? I don't know.
Just be like, "Hey, Don."
Hey, Don. I hope Wheelie's treating you really well. And, you know, I hope Ginger treats you well as well. And, you know, came on here. Grand Rapidians play video games. Main quest podcast. Ginger's trying to...
I'm trying not to lose my shit. Okay, Pikmin Bloom. It's a free download if y'all want to go play that shit. Go ahead.
Try it out if you need a pedometer.
If you don't already play Ingress or Pokemon Go.
Ingress doesn't work as a pedometer. But Pikmin does.
Oh, you know they're counting your steps.
That's fine.
Is there somebody in your house? Someone needs to.
I am.
Yeah, I feel like I should talk like this the rest of the podcast. Close it out just like this.
Ginger, look behind you. Oh, no!
What? There's a sexy Dr. Malcolm.
I was wondering what that was. I just saw his legs. Oh, yeah. You know, now that I've got this recliner in my podcast set up, I should just... That's how I should do it. I should just...
Our buddy is Will's cousin and
I don't even know if you guys can even hear me now.
Yeah. Got that shower curtain for us. She was laughing about it with me.
It's a wall-sized mural. It's not a shower curtain.
Oh, that's a shower curtain?
Yeah. It's yeah. Technically a shower curtain, but we just hung it up in here.
Technically, it was sold as a
real painting.
Yeah. Now it's time for recommendation, not real life XP. Doot. Will, what are you going to recommend?
What am I going to recommend? There was something I was going to recommend. Oh, you know what I'll recommend? I'll recommend you take some toasted coconut ice cream, you put it in a blender, and you pour some cold coffee in there, and fucking mix that shit up. It comes out a liquid coconut coffee, like a beautiful mess. It tastes great.
It's magical.
It's a delicious summer treat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so that's my recommendation.
Well, geez, Will. That's a good recommendation. Keith, you got a recommendation?
Fuck, I can't top that. I will recommend a book.
Ooh.
Grab it off my shelf. I got tons of books back here.
Books.
Yes, I do. I will recommend Alex Aniel's Itchy Tasty, which is a history on the Resident Evil franchise. Very in-depth, very well-written, very good stuff. Very good stuff if you're even moderately into the genre of survival horror, not even just Resident Evil in of itself.
Yeah.
But really cool. Really cool book.
Nice.
So that's where you get so much knowledge on your Resident Evil podcasts.
Also, I got Willy right here.
Oh, look, it's Willy. Nice.
So I'm always watching you, Willy. Even when I'm not with you, I'm with you.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
And it's dad over in Wisconsin.
And I have no
Oh, whoa.
I just wish I could add that as a drop to my soundboard.
I am going to recommend, I'm not sure if I ever recommended this YouTube channel, maybe one of the videos, but it's Townsend's. It's a guy who goes into like old baking styles. So like there's this one amazing.
Oh, is this like the 1800s
the onion?
Guy?
Yes, the okay. 1800s guy. So he just bakes a whole onion.
Civil War recipe type shit.
Pop a whole onion in the oven until it kind of pops out. And dude, that's the most fucking delicious onion you're ever going to have in your life. Delicious onion you're going to have.
Delicious onion.
Fuck both of you. Anyways, he does a lot of really cool old-timey cooking and, yeah, like 18th century cooking. And
it's like, wow, I could survive on a bucket of lard, an apple tree, and two pigs for a year.
It's neat.
I mean, I've been broke before, but I've never just been like, I guess I'm just going to pop this this onion in the oven and call it a day.
Dude, I can't even so tell good. You. It's
we
so
tried
good.
It. It's awesome. Instead of a baked potato, bacon onion.
I'll give it a
it's
shot.
It's really good.
Did you have to keep the skin on it? No, you keep the skin
well,
on it.
You pop it out of the skin when it's cooked, and then you just put butter and salt on it.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. I promise okay. you. Once you have it, you're going to be like, fuck you guys. That's good.
Like the whitest shit I've ever heard of. But
it is some white-ass shit, but it's amazing. So it's Townsend's. TOWNSENDS on YouTube. Go check them out.
Well, that's the end of the show, Ginger.
Yeah, thanks, Keith, for joining us. That was awesome.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Fuck yeah, anytime. Our schedules align, at least.
Right, yeah, well, oh yeah.
You should tell everybody who's still listening all about your projects, if they don't know about them already. They can learn again.
Yes. So yeah, I host the Main Quest podcast. It is a retro gaming podcast. I'm sure there will be a link tree in the show notes or something to all my links where you can find me on like Instagram, Twitter, is whatever it's called. Is it Twitter?
I still call it Twitter.
Shitter.
Yeah. Threads. What else do I have on there? The Patreon. You can support me on Patreon.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, I don't know what else is on there, but it'll probably be in the show notes, I'm sure.
You want a Blue Sky invite? We got some.
Hell yeah. I'll take it.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll send you one right now.
Anywhere I can spread my tendrils and let people know my spicy opinions on
30
plus year old video games.
Sounds like DeviantArt is the site for you.
No, I said I had spicy takes on old video games. I didn't say I was making feet pics of video game characters.
You said you wanted to spread tendrils.
Oh, yes, you're right. Correct. And you know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to talk about underage animal children. That's a different DeviantArt website.
No.
All right, links in the show notes.
No.
But not to DeviantArt.
I sent you a Blue Sky invite code.
Up. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thanks for joining us. And we'd like to thank our patrons.
Yeah, thanks.
Daddy Keith.
Thanks, Keith.
Oh, wait, that's me.
Yes.
I got to pay for Willie's college somehow. So.
We got Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror Podcast.
Thanks, Mike.
Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller.
Get it, Dan.
Chris Copleen from Retro Hangover.
Rock on, Chris.
Maiden of the Veil. You can go get a tarot reading from her. Go reach out to her on Instagram.
Keep on keeping on.
And last but not least, JD Lowe, he's the Burger Time World Champion.
Congratulations, JD.
I'm incredibly impressed that you just rattled all of that off without reading anything.
I memorize it and Will tries to fuck me up every single time. If we have a new patron, I'm going to have to read it for a little bit.
Let's see if we can get more patrons so we can fuck Ginger up and she can't remember them.
That's the goal, yes.
She's got to remember this. Yeah.
Between Thank now you, and the Raffi. Next time you record, we need at least two more patrons to throw everything off.
Thank you, Raffi McRapperson, for your intro music and Inadequacy for your outro music.
And we have a Patreon at patreon.com/grandrapidiansplayvideogames if you would like to join with the most confusing and hard to pronounce names possible. We look forward to Bob Dabellini and joining.
That's gonna suck to read the sound out every week. We're on Facebook and Instagram, but barely updating.
Find us on Blue Sky at grpvg at bluesky.whatever the Blue Sky letters are.
We're still on Twitter. That's what we're going to call it.
Grand_video.
Yeah.
Did I say our email? It's grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com.
Yep.
Send us an email. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us about the review you left, and we'll send you some stickers.
Yeah, you just gotta let us know where we gotta send those stickers.
We'll even send them to your pen pal in prison if you want. That's cool with us.
Yeah.
They're probably in there unjustly for a fucking medical marijuana conviction in a state where it's legal now.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. And death to fascism.
Goodbye.